إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا إنه من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أما بعد فإن خير الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد. We give thanks to Almighty Allah سبحانه وتعالى. May the blessing and peace be upon the noble Prophet Muhammad, his household and companions altogether. Last week we started the discussion on Al-Khawf min Allah, fear of Allah. And it was established that what the scholars refer to as Khawf Sir, the fear that has to do with the hidden whatever, that is the spiritual fear, should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. It should not be directed to any of the creatures of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and whoever fears other than Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this type of fear, such a person has gone out of the fold of Islam. We give examples, such as somebody who fears that some evil spirits may attack him, and for this reason is complying with whatever they want, by offering sacrifices to them, by calling on them, by putting his reliance on them, and things like that. This type of fear is said to be fear, is said to be khawf sirr. That is the type of fear that belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala alone. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّمَا ذَلِكُمُ الشَّيْطَانُ يُخَوِّفُ أَوْلِيَاءَهُ فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ وَخَافُونِي إِن كُنْتُ مُؤْمِنِينَ. That is shaitan that puts in the hearts of the people the fear of his allies. فَلَا تَخَافُوهُمْ, do not fear them. وَخَافُونِي, fear me, إِن كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, if you are truly believers. However, we try to differentiate between this fear and what is called Al-Khawf al-Tabi'i, the natural fear. The natural fear, this is a fear that is nursed by almost everybody, including the messengers of Allah. They all nurse the natural fear. For instance, when it is hot, for fear of being killed by it, for instance, one will be looking for fan or for AC, another to ward off the evil of the heat. And when it is cold, One will be looking for something to warm up oneself so that one will not be killed by the extreme cold. This type of fear is natural fear. This type of fear is natural fear. Somebody that has physical powers, you know that the person can outdo you when it comes to physical combat, and you are afraid of such a person. This type of fear is natural fear. Somebody that is holding a weapon, a physical weapon, with which he can arm you, and you are afraid of the person. This type of fear is natural fear. And many others like that. That when we talk about khawf sir, the fear of sir, that is the hidden fear, we are not referring to this. This one is not shirk, as long as it does not prevent one from doing what is compulsory, that one can do, and it does not lead one to doing what is haram, that one can avoid. So this al-khawf al-tabi'i, this natural fear, as I said, is something that you say even the prophets of Allah, they also knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says concerning Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam, فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. Allah said he knows fear in his mind. What does this mean? When Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wa salam met with the people of Fir'aun, the men of Fir'aun, and they asked them to throw the ropes and the staffs in the hands, قَالَ بَلْ أَلْقُوا. Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, you should throw yours first. فَإِذَا حِبَالُهُمْ وَعِصِيُّهُمْ يُخَيَّلْ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ صِحْرِهِمْ أَنَّهَا تَسَعَى. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, suddenly the ropes and the staffs, that is the sticks, appeared to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam as if they were snakes walking. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, فَأَوْجَسَ فِي نَفْسِهِ خِيفَةً مُوسَى. When Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam saw big snakes walking towards him, he exercised fear. So this is human nature. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, قُلْنَا لَا تَخَفْ. We said to Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, لَا تَخَفْ إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْأَعْلَى. Do not fear, you are going to be the victorious one. So in this verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established that Prophet Musa alayhi salatu wasalam knows the natural fear. The same thing happened to Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam when he received some visitors and he prepared food for them. But surprisingly, the visitors were not eating the food. So Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah said concerning him, فَأَوْجَسَ مِنْهُمْ خِيفَةً. He was afraid of the people. قَالُوا لَا تَخَفْ. Those people responded to him by saying, لَا تَخَفْ. Do not exercise fear. وَبَشَّرُوهُ بِغُلَامٍ عَلِيمٍ. And they gave him the glad tidings of a baby with knowledge. That is Prophet Ismail alayhi salatu wasalam. In this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala established that Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam was afraid of the people. So the point here is that as human beings, we exercise fear concerning some things. This is not the fear that we are talking about. As long as this type of fear does not prevent us from doing what is compulsory on us that we can do, and it does not lead us to do what we are asked not to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which we can avoid. I'm trying to do the restriction that we can do and which we can avoid. The slightest fear that some people know make them do what they are not supposed to do. And the slightest fear that some people know make them avoid what they are supposed to do. So it should not be like that. If you have a genuine excuse for not in fear and we not fear, and this does not prevent us from doing what we are asked to do by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to do it. And if this is something that's so serious that we as human beings cannot withstand it, then in that case there is no blame on us. Take for instance, somebody who is going out to observe Salatul Jama'ah, maybe during Subh for instance, and the place where he lives, before he gets to the place where the Salah is being observed, there are armed robbers on the way. And we say coming to the prayer is compulsory. Will it be compulsory on such a person? It is not compulsory on him, because such a person has on his way to the place he's going to observe Salatul Jama'ah something that is real, that is a real source of fear is there. So in a situation like that, if he does not go for Salatul Jama'ah, it's not blameworthy. So it won't be part of piety to say, no, I will go, even if I'm killed or I'm robbed on the way. That will not be part of piety, because the Sharia has given him the permission not to go because there is a real source of fear on the way. So things like this abound in the Sharia. So when we talk about natural fear, there is nothing wrong in this, as long as it does not prevent us from doing what is compulsory that we can do, or as long as it does not prevent us or it does not lead us to do what is haram that we can avoid. Some people, just the slightest fear they have, they go away or they do things that are haram. However, what is more important is that as Muslims, we should not embark on what we call al-khawfu shirki, that is the fear that when we nurse or we exercise, this fear takes us out of the fold of Islam. So like you being afraid of the evil spirits, being afraid of some people, that there are people that can make you or mar you. There are people that can make you live, and there are people who can make you cease to live. Not because they are pointing gun at you or they are wielding any weapon at you, but because you feel they have one hidden power that you cannot see, that anybody can see. So this spiritual power they can use to kill you, they can use to make you or mar you. Any person who has this type of belief has gone out of the fold of Islam. So if somebody is going to arm, it must be with a sabab. That is, there must be a means, and that means will be something physical or close to physical, not just something that will be supernatural or something that will be spiritual. Yes, there are evil people. There are evil spirits who work with the genes. But you believe that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that protects. And when you want to seek refuge from the evil of such people, you seek refuge with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from their evil. Not by you doing what they ask you to do. What has led some people today to be mushrikun, idolaters, is because of this type of fear. They are afraid of some so-called awliya, some people who call themselves men of God. They are afraid of them that if they do not do what they are telling them to do, for instance, that their life is destroyed. They can prevent them from entering al-Jannah and things like that. But there is nobody that possesses such power except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when you follow the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and you go away from things Allah has forbidden, then you are on the right path. But for you to be following a particular sheikh blindly, whatever he says is what you do, even if it goes clear, it goes against clear text of the Quran and Sunnah, you are taking such a sheikh below his level, above his level. You are taking such a sheikh above his level. Nobody has the right to be followed blindly except the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is because he is the one that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent to us. So no other scholar, no other wali, not to talk of a jinn that will be commanding you, and you'll be not in fear that if you do not do what they are telling you, you are destroyed. You are destroyed to the extent that you feel that you may be an inmate of hellfire on the day of Qiyamah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَأَنَّهُ كَانَ رِجَالٌ مِنَ الْإِنْسِ يَعُوذُونَ بِرِجَالٍ مِنَ الْجِنِّ فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. There are some people that seek refuge with the jinn. There are some people who seek refuge with some jinn. فَزَادُوهُمْ رَهَقًا. So they increase them in fear. So what should be known is that once you patronize the marabouts, the so-called men of God, you meet them to solve your problems, you meet them to do this, and they're asking you to do some things that are against the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you are also abiding by that, know that you have taken them above their status. You are putting them on the same pedestal with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And there is nothing that can save one from that except to desist from following them. And that's why some people, when they stop consulting those malams, you see, they have rest of mind. But as long as you consult those malams, you will not have what? Peace in your life. Because they continue to terrify you. They continue to put fear in your heart. They tell you things that do not affect you. They tell you things that do not happen. And you follow them, you obey them, you believe in what they are saying. With this, you are indirectly or directly worshipping them. But when you know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one to be feared, this type of fear, and that nobody deserves this, then you have what? A peace of mind. You have peace of mind. And that is why Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam was telling his people that you cannot arm me with anything. That is, anything, you can arm me with anything. Illa yasha'Allah. Unless if Allah wills. So this is what should be at the back of our mind. So we should not be worshippers of some sheikhs. We shouldn't be worshippers of some so-called men of God. They are leading people to hellfire. You follow what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has revealed to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this is the only place that you get rest of mind. الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. Allah says, those who believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do not mix with their belief, وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ يعني بِشِرْكٍ, and do not mix with their belief any form of idolatry, any form of shirk. أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ. These are the people that we have what? Internal security. وَهُمْ مُهْتَدُونَ. And they are the guided ones. But when you mix with your iman, shirk, by following a particular person blindly, whatever he says is what you do. If it threatens you, then you entertain fear. Know that you have mixed your iman with zulm, with shirk, and you are not guided. So this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. So we should free ourselves from this type of khawf sir. As for the natural fear, this is something that is natural, as you said. You see a snake, for instance, you entertain fear. You see somebody pointing a gun at you, you entertain fear. And things like that, these are natural. These are natural. But the shaja'a, that is the bravery that one has, may determine how much one will fear or not. But if somebody entertains this type of fear, we will say the person is fearing other than Allah. But the one that we say the person is fearing other than Allah is khawfu sirr, that is the hidden fear that should not be for anybody, not a prophet, not an angel, not to talk of a jinn or a human being like us. Is the fear of sir. For you to believe, they have one power that you can see with which you can arm you. So you have to do what they ask you to do. If they say you slaughter a ram for them because you don't want them to arm you with their supernatural power, you do what they ask you to do. And this, you see a lot of people who are politicians, they do this. A lot of people who are looking for wealth, they do this. They hurriedly do what these people want them to do in order to get the worldly benefits. But what is established is that this wealth that you are looking for, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not written that you are going to be among the worthy people, you continue to do this thing, you continue to satisfy these people, despite all this, you will not get what Allah has not written for you. And that was why the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, إِنَّ رُوحَ الْقُدُسِ نَفَسَ فِي رُعِي أَنَّ نَفْسًا لَن تَمُوتَ حَتَّى تَسْتَكْمِلَ أَجَلَأَ وَتَسْتَعِبَ رِزْقَهَا. Ruh al-Qudus, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa sallam, inspired me that no soul will leave this world until it has completed its lifespan. What Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written that he will spend in this world until it has spent it. Likewise, the provision Allah has made for him until he completes the provision. Then the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, فَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. When you are looking for this provision, you are looking for provision, فَأَجْمِلُوا فِي الطَّلَبِ. Look for it in a good way. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُنَالُ مَا عِنْدَهُ إِلَّا بِطَعَاتِ. You cannot get what Allah has written for you except by obedience. When you disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you feel that you are going to get what Allah has written for you, that is lie. If you get anything, even if it is true disobedience, Allah has written it for you. If you have not disobeyed Allah, you get the same thing. And what Allah has not written for you, it is not with the disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that you get it. So So this is the way we should train ourselves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make our feet firm on His path. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وبعد أدوقف الله سبحانه وتعالى أترى الصلاة فنبوة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أيتي أفبار وصرنيوت الفستي أكجا أولا لنقانتي أقبني إبرو الله وبا سبحانه وتعالى إبرو الله وبا انتو قطاكيني a gboro ma berun kaka leyin olorun oba subhanahu wa ta'ala pataku julo min ka to ni se pelu iberu koko kila npe ni iberu koko ouna ni kiyan ma ni lemi wipe awon agbara okunkun kan be awon agbara okunkun yi eyan gboro se titi won kiyan to le jeyan awon agbara okunkun yi yan gboro gboro si won lenu ni ta ma ni keyan lo se eyan gboro se eyan o ba se eyan le je eyan kodan re lu mi won gba de level wi pe te ba tele nkan ti awon emi okunkun yin so abi ti won se eyan le ma ri aljanna olorun oba gan wo lati ra won mi to se wi pe awon afa awon won ti gbe won si ipo yi nta wọn afọ àwọn bá sọ fún wọn ni tí wọn tẹlé wọn ma tẹlé àwọn afọ àwọn gọọgọ kódà kò ṣe pé nta wọn afọ àwọn nìkan lọ ṣe ó takò ọrọ ọlọrun ọba ó takò ayé alukur'an ó takò ọrọ anabi wa muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam tóun bó ti jẹ pé ẹni yìí pé ẹni mùsùlùmí ẹni tó pé ẹni mùsùlùmí ṣùgbọ́n ọrọ ọlọrun ọba ọ̀rọ̀ anábíwá muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam òun ló lé ẹkú fi darí ìgbésí ayé rẹ̀ ṣùgbọ́n rárá ní tí ṣéwù rẹ̀ bá sọ fún ni tí ṣéwù rẹ̀ bá ní kó lọ dúnrán láti lè fi yanjú àwọn nǹkan kan yóò dù ló ní kó padìẹ láti lè fi yanjú nǹkan kan yóò padìẹ yẹn kódà bó ní kó pààyàn ó ṣe tán àti pààyàn tó bá ṣe pé ní tí ṣéwù rẹ̀ sọ fún un so eléyìí ìwà orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba ni torí pé ẹni tó ń ṣe nǹkan yìí ẹ̀rù ń bà á pé tó ń wò ó bá ṣe é àtibọ̀ táwọn ò ní dáa ẹ̀rù ń bà á pé tó ń wò ó bá ṣe nǹkan yìí òun lè rí ìbínú ṣéhùn eléyìí lẹ́ni ó lè ṣokùnfà tó ń wò ewu ọ̀nà gan níwájú ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ibi tí ẹlòmíì tó gbé àwọn àfáà dénú ara ẹni tó sọ yìí pé tó bá ṣe wí pé ní tí ṣé òun sọ yìí yóò mú yàn wọná òun ò mẹ́rin kó wọná pẹ̀lú ṣé òun torí wípé ẹ̀rù ń bà á láti yapa sí àṣẹ ní tí ṣé òun bá sọ ṣùgbọ́n ẹni tẹ́sìn bá yé yóò mọ̀ pé àti ṣé òun àtẹni tí ò ṣe òun àwọn méjèèjì ẹrú ọlọ́run ọba ni wọ́n kò sẹ́ni tá a gbọ́dọ̀ máa tẹ̀lé gbọ́gbọ́ àyàfi ẹni tí ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala tó rán sí wa òun náà ni anabiwa muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sọ àfáà kan tó bá lóun bá wa sọ̀rọ̀ pé tó yẹ ká ṣe leléyìí a gbọ́dọ̀ mọ ẹ̀rí tó fi sọ̀rọ̀ ọ̀rọ̀ yẹn láti inú alqur'an àti sunna anabiwa muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ṣùgbọ́n ká ní àfáà ló sọ ẹni ọlọ́run ọba ni òun la fi ń tẹ̀lé gọ́gọ́ eléyìí ń tó léwu fún yẹn ni so ló jẹ́ wípé ní tí wọ́n ń pè ní káwọ́fù sírù ìbẹ̀rù kọ̀kọ̀ ní tá a gbọ́dọ̀ jìnà sí ni ọlọ́run ọba nìkan lónìyẹn a gbọ́dọ̀ ní lẹ́nu páwọn kan wọ́n lè ṣe ikú pa wá àwọn kan wọ́n lè ní ká máa rí ṣe wọ́n lè ba tiwa jẹ́ láyé láyìn ṣe wípé èèyàn yọ̀bọ̀n síyàn àbóyàdá síyàn àbóyọ̀bù síyàn ṣùgbọ́n ó ní agbára òkùnkùn kan tó lè fi ṣe torí náà àfẹ́ kó pa wá àfẹ́ kó ba tiwa jẹ́ láti wá lọ ń jí rẹ bẹ́ẹ̀ sọ́dọ̀ rẹ̀ láti ń tẹ̀lé gọ́gọ́ pẹ̀lú bẹ̀rù pé yóò kàn máa dún mọ́ wa tó bá ti pè wá lẹ́ẹ̀kan báyìí àwọn náà ti dẹ́hùn lẹ́ àti dẹ́hùn lẹ́ẹ̀mejì àti dẹ́gbẹ̀rẹ̀ lẹ́ẹ̀mẹta torí pé kí ni à ń sábùkú mọ́ bá tiwa jẹ́ pẹ̀lú agbára òkùnkùn tó ní eléyìí kò ń ṣe nǹkan tí mùsùlùmí gbọ́dọ̀ máa ṣe ṣùgbọ́n ìbẹ̀rù tó ṣe wípé àwọn àfa ń pè ní alkhawfu tabi'i ìbẹ̀rù àdámọ́ lápèjúwe èèyàn yọ ìdásí wa nísìn lójijì ẹ̀rú báyìí èyí rú ìkọlà ń sọ àbí èèyàn yọ ìbọn sí wa èèyàn bẹ̀rù irú yìí ìkọlà ń sọ àbí èèyàn tiẹ̀ mú àwọn nǹkan tí ó ṣọ́ra nísìn ó kọ́lé ó fi géètì sí ó gba security yìí ìkọlà ń sọ irú ìbẹ̀rù yìí ìkọlà ń sọ ìbẹ̀rù àdámọ́ nìyíhun tó ṣe wípé almost everybody one way or the other òun ló ní yìí hun ṣùgbọ́n èyí tó ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn òun ni tá à ń sọ èyí tó jẹ́ tó ní í ṣe pẹ̀lú ìbẹ̀rù àdámọ́ àwọn ànábì ọlọ́run ọba gan-an wọn á kó sírú yìí hun irú ẹ̀ ni àpèjúwe ànábì musa alayhi salatu wa salam tó ṣe wípé ìgbà tí àwọn ẹmẹ̀wá firaun àwọn òpinà rẹ̀ tí wọ́n ju igi àtòkùn lẹ̀ okùn yẹn di ejò lójú wọn bákan náà igi yẹn di ejò ejò tí ànábì musa alayhi salatu wa salam torí ó mú bẹ̀rù ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ní asọ̀fún pé kí ni kúnnà látàkà má bẹ̀rù so orí ejò ẹ̀rú bá ní ẹ̀rù àdámọ́ ẹ̀rù àdámọ́ lélẹ́yìí bákan náà ànábì ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam ní ìgbà tí ó gba àwọn àlejò ó dáná fún wọn kẹjẹ ó gbóúnjẹ fún wọn ó ní páwọn àlejò yìí wọn à jẹun so bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní ẹ̀rú bẹ̀rẹ̀ sí ní bá ipe kí ló ń ṣẹlẹ̀ ẹ̀rù àdámọ́ lélẹ́yìí torí pé táwọn náà bá bára wọn rí situation bẹ́ẹ̀ tó ṣe pé àtúráì láti gbóúnjẹ fún yàn ó lóun ò jẹ àmọ́ owó kí ló ń ṣẹlẹ̀ àwọn kankan mọ̀ wá sí wa lọ́kàn irú yìí á ṣẹlẹ̀ ànábì musa alayhi salatu wa salam nígbà tí ó try láti assist kanú àwọn ọmọ israelite tó ṣe wípé òun àti ọmọ copt jọ ń jà in the course ó rí pé wá pa ọmọ copt yìí the same ọmọ copt yìí tí wọ́n bá the same ọmọ israelite tí wọ́n bá copt ní ìjà ní ọjọ́ kejì àbí ọjọ́ kẹta ṣàdọ́bí musa alayhi salatu wa salam nígbà tí ó di wípé ẹni yìí pè é fún ìrànlọ́wọ́ ànábì musa kọ́kọ́ sọ̀rọ̀ sí iná alayhi salatu wa salam wípé ìwọ oní wàhálà ní ẹni gbogbo èèyàn ló máa ń bá pa wàhálà ń gbogbo ìgbà ṣàdọ́bí musa alayhi salatu wa salam ó pàgèrè síwájú láti lè defend ọmọ israelite ṣùgbọ́n ọmọ israelite gbọ́ yé sí pé bí òun gangan ànábì musa fẹ́ attack ó bá bẹ́ speaker ni wípé ṣé o fẹ́ pa mí bó o ṣe pààyàn kan lánàá ibẹ̀ yẹn ni àṣírí ti tú sí ọwọ́ àwọn èèyàn wípé ànábì musa alayhi salatu wa salam tiẹ̀ ló pa kọ́pì tí ó kú ní àná àbíjẹ ẹ̀ta so ọlọ́run ọba wa ń sọ ń bẹ̀ yẹn wípé ànábì musa alayhi salatu wa salam fàkàrà jẹ́míhà kọ́ ìfani ẹ̀tara kan ẹ̀rù bẹ́ẹ̀ sí ní bá ó jáde nínú ìlú pẹ̀lú ẹ̀rù torí wípé kí ni kò mọ tó lè ṣẹlẹ̀ sóun látara iṣẹ́ tó ṣẹlẹ̀ yìí so kí la fẹ́ lò ń bẹ eléyìí ni pé ìbẹ̀rù àdámọ́ wà ṣùgbọ́n ìbẹ̀rù ká máa bẹ̀rù ẹ̀mí òkùnkùn kan eléyìí ni tí ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala ń sọ fún wa ipe innama dhalikum shaitan fala takhafuhum wa khafuni in kuntum mu'minin shaitan yẹ yóò máa dẹ́rù àwọn ọmọlẹ́yìn rẹ̀ báyìí yóò máa kó ìbẹ̀rù sínú àwọn tó ṣe wípé wọ́n máa ń tẹ̀lé títí ẹ̀ fala takhafuhum ẹ má bẹ̀rù àwọn ọmọlẹ́yìn rẹ̀ àwọn irinṣẹ́ èṣù àwọn ọmọ ogun èṣù ẹ má bẹ̀rù wọn tí gbogbo oṣó ni àjẹni àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ àlùjẹnu gbogbo àwọn eléyìí ọmọ ogun èṣù ni wọn fala takhafuhum wa khafuni in kuntum mu'minin èmi náà bẹ̀rù ọ̀nà wo láti bẹ̀rù ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala onee ni kaduni ma wa adhkar tushiripia nabwa Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam to recommend fuwa awa dua tolong oba subhanahu wa ta'ala tuni kamaka ilei la hafi shegun gbogbo awon emi okuku gbogbo awon emi aburu ṣùgbọ́n táwọn pé ọ̀nà tán lò yẹn náà làwa náà fẹ́ lò á mọ rí kí ni ìṣòro lórí ìṣòro ni apart from wípé àwa orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba tá a bá lo ìlànà wọn pẹ̀lú kí wọ́n ní ká lọ ṣe ètùtù kan ká lọ gbúnran ká lọ gbúnran kan ká lọ ṣe léyìí ká lọ ṣe ìpèsè kan ẹni tó máa ń ṣe gbogbo owó nǹkan bẹ́ẹ̀ ó ń wá orogún pẹ̀lú ọlọ́run ọba apart from ìyẹn ẹni ìyẹn ò ní ní ìfọ̀kànbalẹ̀ ọlọ́run ọba ní àlẹ́dínà àmọ̀nù àwọn tán gbọ́ ọlọ́run ọba gbọ́ wọ̀lẹ́ ní ẹlẹ́bìsù ìmáàna òmìnir rọ́ọ̀mì tí wọ́n wá pa ṣíríkù kankan papọ̀ mọ́ ìmáàni wọn wùlá ìkẹlẹ́ òmìnir àmọ̀nù ọlọ́run ní àwọn tí ìfọ̀kànbalẹ̀ ó máa bá ní wà ó máa tẹ̀dú àwọn tẹ́lẹ̀ mọ̀nà nìyẹn ṣẹ́yìn tó bá ti pẹ́ sí eléyìí tá à ń sọ yìí yóò mọ ní tá à ń sọ ìgbà téèyàn ń tojúbọ lé ológun káàkiri tojúbọ ọ̀dọ̀ àfáà káàkiri tí wọ́n máa dẹ́rùbà yàn àti bẹ́ẹ̀ bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ kéèyàn kàn díẹ̀ mọ́ ìgbà tó ṣe wípé òun dojú kọ ọlọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala tó ń wá iṣẹ́ rẹ̀ tó ń wá ìgbéga látọ̀dọ̀ ọlọ́run ọba yàtọ̀ sẹ́ni tí ó máa kó gbogbo àwọn pàǹtí fún yàn tí ó ní kẹ́ ẹ máa gbé mu ẹ máa fẹ́lẹ́ rárá eléyìí ni yóò máa lé wa kún ní kíni ìmọ̀ tẹ̀lé wọn gọ́ọ̀gọ́ọ́ yóò máa lé wa kún ní ìmọ̀ pé wọ́n ní ká gbé wọn sí ipò ọlọ́run ọba ṣẹ̀ni tó bá dẹ̀ ń ṣe léyìí ìró èèyàn bẹ́ẹ̀ kó kírun jù bẹ́ẹ̀ lọ ó ti kúrò ní ìsìlámù abẹ́lọ́run ọba subhanahu wa ta'ala kò ṣàánú ẹni kọ̀ọ̀kan wa kò fi ẹsẹ̀ wa rìnlẹ̀ sí ojú ọ̀rẹ́ rẹ̀ kò jẹ́ kárí ìyọnu rẹ̀ صلى الله على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه أجمعين سبحانك اللهم بحمدك أشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت أستغفرك وأتوب إليك